Hey, what up, fam? Hey, guys. Before we get started, wanted to explain the show. This is supposed to be originally episode 3, but when we recorded episode 2, Brittany and I, we talked about everything else but the movie. So we have to re-record it and probably re-watch it too. Also, I'm going to sound very tired and sick and sad on this because I was sick during the recording of this podcast. So please bear with me. I pick up the energy in the end, but whatever. Today's show, we have Mary Parker, who is an awesome stand-up comedian. She does improv. She's a writer. She lives in UK, Britain, London, which is great. Speaking of other countries, we have a couple listeners in Germany and France, which is dope. Please keep listening. Please rate and subscribe to us on Apple Music. That'd be very awesome. Okay, one more thing. I made the theme song. I might have overproduced it, but you know, I just want the props. That's all I want. That's it, guys. Enjoy the show, and thank you, Black Shinners or Black Blackensteins. We need like a fan name for like people who listen. Okay. Well, enjoy the show. Bye. This is Lights, Camera, Blaction. Welcome. My name is Derek Brown. With me is Brittany Alexis. Say hi, Brittany.
Hi.
How you been?
I've been busy. It's not bad, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just I guess you're stressed. Probably the same amount of stress you got.
Yeah, like it's not even like stress. It's just like every like I don't know. Like I feel like every day I have small fires that I have to put out, and somebody else is like always. It's fine. It's just constant.
I mean, I'm like past that point right now.
Yeah,
like I'll let the fire take me at this point.
Oh my goodness, like, please no.
it's too late. So this is our first episode with a guest, which is awesome. She's very funny. I think we met I don't think we met in person, but we have done work. Welcome, Mary Parker, everyone.
Yay.
Mary. Hey.
Hello.
How you doing, Mary?
I'm good. I'm nervous because I'm like, what is gonna happen? But I think that's to be expected.
I mean, yeah, it's just us, you know, talking about movies. No big
deal. We're not gonna attack you or anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, if you say something that's gonna get you canceled, we'll delete it.
Oh, great.
So, Mary, you do stand up, right? And you do improv.
I do.
And you're a life coach.
Nice. I am.
And what else?
And so many things. And I started to write sketches right as the pandemic started.
Yeah.
And I essentially try and help people be nice and better humans by talking about their bias and the harm that they cause other people, mostly white people, to non-white people.
Nice. Yeah,
well, that's good. That's good to have. Speaking of, improving the world, let's talk about our movie that we saw, Sheba Baby. Wait, hold on. Mary, have you seen like any like of these type of movies from like the 70s or, you know, black exploitation, like Shaft or anything?
Intentionally? No.
But okay, and how'd you accidentally see it?
I feel like, you know, when you're either growing up or, you know, you just kind of walk in on your parents watching things. Like, my dad likes old movies. I think he likes Westerns. But I feel like there was probably a time when something like this came on, but I didn't stay in the room to finish the movie.
Yeah, I got it. My parents are the same way. Just this long black and white movie. I'm like, All right. Well, me and Brittany are kind of new too. We watched two movies so far. And Dolomite and what was the other one, Brittany?
Cleopatra
Jones.
Oh, that was
a good one.
I can imagine.
So, Brittany, you have a confession to make if you want to.
I mean, if you're going to characterize it like that, sure. Yes. The question is, I did not watch the movie because I fell asleep. And that was just because of this week. It was just like busy. But I did
see. You've seen a little bit of it, right?
No, I have not. Part of it was when I talked to you, I was still asleep. And so I just say whatever on the phone. I'm like, yeah, of course. But no, I did not see part of it.
So you didn't see any of it?
No, I didn't. This is like completely surprising to me.
Okay. All right.
I also fell asleep, Brittany. I had to rewind a couple of times. So I feel
you. Did you? Okay. were you just bored? Like, I thought it was a good movie.
I'm tired, Derek. So I think that's part of it. And honestly, so I haven't seen a lot of movies before 1990. So they're just... cinematically some things that were different, like things move more slowly.
We've encountered that a lot.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so it invites naps, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it wasn't the slowest movie I've seen compared to the first two we watched. Like, each scene went with the movie. Like, there's no scene of, you know, just random singing for like a good solid 20 minutes or doing stand up for like a good solid, like he's a strong 10. He's doing like a strong 10
in the street. Good
on, yeah, in the street. But hold on. So normally what we do is we have Brittany read kind of like the synopsis.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah. See, I hate reading aloud due to the dyslexia. But I'm working on it. Yeah, but yeah.
You did a great Will Smith. Just saying.
Oh, that's really nice of you. I don't feel I did, but that's really nice. Mary, since you're the other one who's seen the movie, what did you overall think of the movie? I like the breath in.
Okay. So here's the thing. So I started watching it, and then I was like, let me understand like the culture, the cultness of blaxploitation. So then I like looked it up, and I was like, okay, now I know what to like look for in terms of like the man and all this stuff.
Go ahead, say your truth.
To be fair, I really appreciated Pam Grier's superhero-ness. I really liked the ending. And I also was very confused about how, and maybe it's because it's the 70s, that all of the things that did happen in the movie could happen and she never got arrested. There was never like a report that was taken, never like a witness recount. She just literally kind of like rode off into the sunset. And I was like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. She was a cop too.
She was.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, is that why you can get away with that? Cool.
So I saw the trailer and I picked out this movie. I'm like, all right, this is gonna be cool. Like, this is a strong female movie. Cause there's a lot of these movies that suck, for black females, like not great. Like anything that has like a pimp in it. Like, it's like, oh, I don't want to, do that one. But, yeah, this, I liked it. I thought it actually made sense. I saw no boom mics. Yeah, I didn't see weird cuts. The set was kind of messed up. but other than that, it was good. Oh, this was one. This is like the first film I've ever seen of Pam Grier. But yeah, this is her last like blaxploitation film, like this movie. And then she was like done.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's to be expected with movies like this that, you know, sex sells, so it's going to be like a sexy scene. I didn't understand the fight because she fought and then somehow other people decided that it was also a good time to start fighting each other. And I was like, this semi resembles like the beginning of a orgy porn, maybe. I was like, I don't really know what's happening, because then people were watching and like laughing. I was like, this is just awkward. And she was also... there was one other black woman that I remember seeing at that party, but I was very confused about why it was mostly white people.
Are you talking about the one on the boat?
The one on the boat where she attacked that woman.
Yeah, that's, we'll get to that.
I'm sorry. She didn't attack the woman. She was attacked. She did some shady stuff to provoke that, but it's fine.
That part, I don't know what that was for. All right. So, Brittany, now feel free to ask any questions since, like, we saw the movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You keep saying,
I'm just trying to invite you in.
I do notice that is like a common theme. Like everything you guys have said about the movie is like a common theme with the blaxploitation movies. Mm-hmm. And I just every time I see one, I just find it interesting because it's hard to explain because like part of it's, I mean, you have to think about like it was the 70s, so things obviously were not going to be progressive. And in a lot of ways, in these movies, they're not necessarily progressive, but they're way more progressive than I expected them to be, especially in their relations and how most of the time, the thing I did not expect is how so many women have very strong positions and leadership roles. And that's not downplayed at all. So this is just like a trend that I've noticed. And I think I respect that.
Yeah. I mean, she was definitely like really strong. Her character was really strong.
Yeah.
She definitely told men like, hey, yo, stay in your place. I got this. Just like a Cleopatra. Like she was a strong woman. The thing about her and Cleopatra is a little scary. Like there is a scene where like she needs answers and she goes basically does police brutality on this one dude that didn't deserve it at all.
Wait, are you talking about the guy in the house? Are you talking about Cleopatra Jones?
No, I'm talking about, the same thing happened to
Who didn't deserve it?
Here it happened. All right.
He deserved it.
Okay. No, this guy did not. Okay. So she comes, I'm skipping ahead, but just bear with me. Okay. So she comes looking for answers from this guy. Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to think. It's when her father's car got blown up. So she goes to this guy who knows about like anyone who is like dealing with cars or whatever. And it's like on his job. I think he's like working at something with chemicals. Right. Yeah, he has nothing to do. He's not a criminal. He just knows these people. And it is, I mean, she's beating him up. There's one point where she takes his head and puts it in this vat of what I assume is like some type of soap or chemical and like is burning his face. And she has a gun to his head and he tells her what she wants to know. And then immediately the next scene is her happy walking down the steps with this one dude, like a romantic scene.
To me that scene really set the tone, because for someone like me who's not used to this type of film, it's just like, oh, okay, we're going there. Like it's aggressive, not aggressive, it's deliberate. And she was able to do a lot by herself. Like I think to me, to your point, Brittany, about like strong female lead roles, I liked that she didn't do a lot of the violence that did happen in this movie. Was her doing it on her own. So I feel like that's a strong message of like, you don't need nobody else. Give me bad all by yourself. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. So Pam Grier is like known for two other movies we haven't seen, like, this is right after them. This is Foxy Brown, I think, and Coffee, which are like, you know, legendary movies. So the movie starts off as she is a private investigator in Chicago. And then, by the way, I went to, doesn't matter. Okay, so in her hometown, her father and this other dude who I thought was her brother for the longest time. that was weird, by the way. They work at this,
I thought they were like a payday loan business situation.
I don't know. Like, it didn't make sense. Why would you pick that as like a business? But anyway, so there's this guy who is calling the dad and telling me, like, yo, like, sell your stuff. Sell, give me your company so we can take over or whatever. And the dad's saying no. And then a bunch of thugs come in and beat the dad up. And then, you know, Pam Grier finds out and flies to the place, mm-hmm. Louisville, Kentucky. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just that, okay. I'm okay with that. Just the insurance thing was weird. And then did you know that the other guy, his partner, was like a old.
No idea. Like, it was very confusing.
Yeah, because I thought it was like her brother. Because I think like in the beginning scene, Brick Williams, which is like the, you know, the love interest, was calling her dad, dad. So I was really, really weirded out by that.
Interesting. Oh, could that possibly be because, like, how long, like, were they together, like, very serious in the relationship?
Yeah, that's too. I don't know, you actually. Can't tell, but they definitely, like, rekindled whatever it was that they had. But I, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, because I know. Well, I was just going to say, I think sometimes, like, okay, in the show Good Times, because clearly we have to have a segment where I bring up Good Times for some reason. But I'm pretty sure, sure that Thelma's husband, like her eventual husband, would call like her parents, like mom or dad. I also did not like that man, but that's different. It's a different story.
Okay, I don't remember that man. Yo, did you have like, do you have like the whole series on like DVD or something or Blu-ray?
Play it every day on some channel. I can't remember what channel it is.
She's been bringing that up for this is the
well,
third
then it's
show.
It's just part of the show, right? There will always be a good time segment.
Yeah, it is. It's just, yeah. We have a theme song. We just play a theme song from Good Times. So anyway, let's any comments on this, Mary? Like, do you have anything to say regarding this scene? I have some
watching
stuff
older movies just takes you back. Like, it was a telegram, and I was like, okay, this is where we are. And even with the phones, they're what are they, rotary? Is that what they're called? Which we had a rotary phone in my house growing up. It was in my grandfather's room, so I've used a rotary phone before. But I was like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, I've seen that. The set was really bad. Like the office set, you can tell it was just like these cardboard walls with like
but considering
it's just really
considering crappy. What happened so though it later it's there. Like why spend all that money.
You know, that's very true. If you're gonna shoot up something,
no,
don't spend
money. I mean, they spent money on that one wall because that was real drywall that was like popping out.
Yeah, but I didn't know if that was in even in the same place. That could have just been like a shot in some other place, some studio. So yeah, it's okay. So here's what happened. I'm trying to figure out. I just saw this, but I always forget movies, so, which is why I'm doing a movie show. Well, anyway, so she comes and she is mad at her father, and her father's like, "No, I got this. You know, I'm in charge. Don't worry about it." And she's not moving. She wants to try to work something out with the guy or make him stop. So
I think it goes to the very bad office scene that you ate. Because I feel like the next one is him at the desk. She comes in and it's just like, can I borrow the car? I might be skipping ahead some things. But...
Yeah. But no. Okay. All right. I got it. That's good. All right. So... Okay, so dad is beat up. He got punched in the stomach a whole bunch of times. And then the thug, which is played by...
Tierville? What's his name? Durville?
The guy we're just talking about. Like, his name... he's saying
Durville Martin. Martin.
Yeah. Oh.
Pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Pilot calls his dad and is like, hey, I heard you ran into my guys last night. Are you thinking about, doing our deal? And he goes like, yeah, I'm considering it. And then... Pilot was like, oh really? Good thing you said it because I put a bomb in your car. And then like 2 seconds earlier, Sheba walks to the car and was about to start it, and then her father and the boyfriend, whatever, come and get her out.
But see, you're skipping over like explosion. Some details. Like he right? didn't just call him. He had like three women, okay. all like in bras and panties, and like rubbing all on this man. And I'm like, okay, I don't mm-hmm. understand the context for this, mm-hmm. but I guess this just shows power, maybe.
Yes.
Hey, Andy. How's your sweet daughter today? And I tell you what, I'm gonna give you one more chance.
All right, we'll talk.
You mean you wanna talk?
You set the time and the place.
That's great. I'm gonna tell you something. I had a surprise package connected to your ignition switch. Your car triggered to go off 10 seconds after you turn it on.
Yeah, that was weird. You know what's weird about the character is, I don't know if this was like in the script, but he tried to make like, whoever wrote this, tried to make Pilot not a bad person. Because he's like, yo, I right. never want to kill anyone. Like I, you know, I want everyone to live, but whatever. So his car blows up, that pisses off Sheba.
He was like 10 seconds after you start the car. Okay. So this was like the slowest wait to explosion scene I think I've ever seen in my life. And also they're like running full force through the office, which good. Again, I'm like, there's a lot happening. I was like, track and field is going on and she's about to die, which doesn't make any sense because her name's in the title.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... So anyway, I think she gets pissed off.
She's upset happens, right? because he didn't take care of it, and now she's going to take care of it herself. And then she walks into an alley.
And then she goes to like the local police. She's like, yo, you guys need to help my dad, like put 24 hours of surveillance on them. And they're like, no, we don't have that.
It's not in the budget.
We can't do it. Like, it's just wondering. Yeah. So then, okay. You tell me if this is her fault or not.
No.
You know what I'm going to say. I want to hear what you think happened next. Well, like, tell me.
After the police station, what happened next?
They did a stakeout.
That's right.
Her and, which I don't know why they did. They broke up some drug deal, right?
Wasn't it? Did she get information from somebody? How did she find? Wasn't it that they were supposed to meet at midnight? That's what it was. They were supposed to meet at the train tracks at midnight. Is that the train track scene? Yeah.
And she got the information from the guy she interrogated, the innocent guy who tried to turn his life around.
I feel like you felt like this was you in that bucket because.
Can you imagine, like, I'm trying to get my life straight, and then some ex-cop comes and wants me to say something, and I don't want to be involved in it.
But do you know the answer? Because you also know that she will beat you up, so.
Yeah, but there was just, maybe the acting was too good for me, because hearing him cry, it got me. I'm not gonna lie.
But she did ask direct questions. Cool. She did give warning, and he didn't comply.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. And it's the 70s. You know that that's what they'd be doing. So that's really on you.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what decade it is. Cops can't be doing that.
Well, they were doing it is the problem. And you knew it was gonna happen. It doesn't matter if it should happen. It's one of those, like, when you do something that you know you're going to get in trouble for, like, how much do you – you knew –
But you know what's messed up? Okay, I'm gonna go forward a little bit. She does the same thing to this guy who is just cooking hamburgers. He goes like, "Hey, do you know where so and so lives?" And he was like, "Yeah, I don't know much. I just flip burgers. He's there." And she's like, "All right, cool." Like, why wasn't she extremely aggressive towards that guy?
They were. And Derek, do you not remember that when she left that scene, he leaned over the counter to look at her ass as she walked out the door?
That was weird. Like, that didn't you don't have to have that. That's stupid. That was stupid. Anyway, let's go back to the thing. So she breaks up this.
But it was also like a chase scene. So good.
There was a weird chase scene. She hit a dude in the knee. She hit a dude in the knee Like, she ran. I think she just bumped a car into this guy.
It's very dramatic on the ground. Stunts.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. It's awesome. She does her own stunts, which is really awesome seeing her like go through all this water and doing all this like, you know, kicks. Even though I'm not gonna lie, the kicks were not that great.
Okay, but
then. No. I mean, I know, but if you're paying me, she was.
I'm just saying, you can't. Yeah. It was at an angle, and she knocked them back. Like, you, a normal person cannot do that. I would love to see.
Okay. Here's what happened.
Was she wearing heels?
We're going so ahead. This bad guy is chasing her through a carnival. Don't ask why that was there. That's stupid. She hides around like a fence. And then she just puts her leg up.
That is not what happened.
It wasn't like a kick.
I can tell. He is too upset about that man getting messed up to be objective.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I mean, he had guns, but.
You know, it was a movie.
I'm going to put that scene in this part so you guys know what I'm talking about.
Shane, what are you doing back in town?
Don't give me that what you doing back in town shit. Was it you that wired my father's car?
Wired? What wired? I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe you do and maybe you don't. But if you didn't, I know you know who did.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, what do you want from me? Why me?
Because I know everything you do. Remember, I was a cop in this town.
Oh, please. I don't know anything.
The hell you don't!
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Don't. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about
anything. You never know anything I'm talking about.
Come on, please. Look.
One movement.
All right, I won't move, but please don't shoot me. Please. 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 I don't know anything. I swear.
You better tell me all you know. You're going to be the whitest nigga that ever left Louisville.
I don't know nothing. What? Okay. There's a guy. Where's the car lot?
Where?
I don't know. I swear it. All right. Tonight at midnight, he's going to be at the Railroad Museum. Some kind of payoff. That's all I know. I swear it.
Swear it?
Yes.
If I have to wait until midnight, you better be telling me the truth or my ass is mine. You hear me?
You can hear the cry. And if that doesn't get you, man. And the dude was young too. That dude had to be like 19.
Let's you know, get rid of the illusion. It was probably baby powder and he was fine. I'm sure he was fine.
All right. I mean, he looked like my cousin too, which could have something to do with it.
You had a baby crisis.
You know what? I'm gonna put it in and then people are gonna be like, oh yeah, that's messed up, man.
I don't think they will, because Mary saw the movie and you are the only one that feels like this.
I can't speak on Mary's heart. I can only speak for mine, and I have sympathy.
All I'm saying is, it's very clear. All I'm saying is, like, okay, in the legal world, yeah, the Warren Court had just happened, and Miranda, like, you just got your Miranda rights, like, in the late 60s. However, the cops was still doing that mess. And you're talking about, she's an ex-cop. She's obviously going to do that.
She showed no badge at all.
Well, okay, well, she wasn't even
in her. She wasn't even in her district or whatever it was called, precinct.
Do you think that she cares about jurisdiction?
Derek.
No, that didn't happen. One, that didn't happen yet.
She knows it's going to happen.
She didn't happen yet. Okay. So the next day, after raiding this train track drug deal, four like thugs come up to the insurance shop with guns. One says the N-word, which is like the only time.
No, I think it happened three times in the movie. Twice by white people. Mm-hmm.
Did it really? I'm trying to think of one.
That is something that's also always in these movies, even if it's not like a lot. I think the biggest offender was Cleopatra Jones, but it was clear that that guy was very racist.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most movies, I assume, if they say the N-word in these movies, that person is going to get shot. That's just how it goes. Anyway, all right. So here's what happened. Here's what happened next. So four thugs show up to the office, right, with guns. And they're like, hey, we came to shoot every wall in here because, you know, we're not playing games. And one, okay, we'll get past that. I'm going ahead. They shoot up all the walls, right? And then Cleopatra, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm getting flustered because that what we were talking about earlier. So Sheba goes, I don't know what she was doing. She ran across.
She had a gun.
I don't know if she's running with a gun. And then her father was like, oh no, and like jumped. And the father gets hit with a shotgun.
It was brutal. Like, that noise. Just
blasted. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Yeah. Yeah. Sheba. And that's when Cleopatra just went off and started killing, like, my bad. I'm sorry.
Look at this, Derek.
I'm working on it.
What do you mean?
Sheba gets a gun and says, killing all these dudes. Which I think is pretty
badass. You have to consider, at least to me, she did all of that by herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. But if she didn't go to the train tracks, I don't think those four people would.
I disagree with that. Because at the beginning of the movie, there were four people. No, there were three people that were also there that also said, we just want to like trash the place. So that theme of trying to send a message is clear. And I think everything leads back to Pilot and then eventually Shark. So I think everybody's all working together.
Yeah. So Pilot, Pilot told one of the people, his like thugs or whatever, to order like out of town people to make the, you know, get everyone intimidated. Semantic. Anyway, she kills the dudes, and
well, she kills all but one who's pleading for his life because then the cops show up. And again, she's got the gun in her hand and they just like take the guy who's on his knees begging for his life out. And it's like, get rid of him quickly. And then the lieutenant's like, what happened?
Yeah. I love how the lieutenants never seem to know what's going on, but there's always a lot happening.
No, they don't investigate. No incident report. No, like, let's take you down to the station and talk to you and interview you. Tell us your side. So they co-signed everything that happened in that building.
So I might have went out of order. You know, I think, did she go to the, no, she went to apartment complex, right?
You didn't talk about the car wash scene, which I thought was pretty.
Okay, before you start the car wash.